part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
Scott.
Oh. What was that?
I don't know.
What's going on,
It's a dirty pot, man. It's a dirty pot.
This board is fucked. I gotta take it in.
And I'm Scott.
Sorry, man. I'm gonna have to switch to the other one for the show. Forget the band. Use the other one for the show.
Fucking A.
We got some dirty pots on the board. So what's up? 86, part one of a three-part episode. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skiz.
And I saw the forums were heating up there, Scott. Have you seen that?
I meant to ask you a question about that. Now, yeah. When I go to the forum and I look at, for example, Stefan C. posted some schwingy pictures.
Yeah.
I can't see any of them. John T. posted some photographs. I can't see him.
I know. I had some problems too.
Or is it everybody?
No, I've seen the same issues.
So then what I do is I go in and I edit it just to pull the, or I quote it just to pull the link out.
Yeah.
And I paste the link in a browser and it sends me to Google.
Really?
Yeah. What the hell's going on with
our
forum?
I don't know, man. It's the W.
It's got to be.
He's on to us.
With his email and wiretapping. Oh, that reminds me, John.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, my daughter, I was working from home, and she had some homework to do, and I was in the middle of something, and I was, okay, let me help you, and get back to work. So she's like, well, what do they call the building that the Congress works in? I'm like, I don't know. Don't you have a book? Where's your book?
Yeah, don't you go to school? What are we paying for?
Get the book. So while she's looking for the book, I'm going to go online. So I go into Google, and I have all these searches, right? I'm looking for Washington, D.C. landmarks, yeah. This and that. And I did about five or six different ones, and then I finally figured out it's the Capitol Building. That's what they call it, the Capitol Building.
Right.
But then I'm thinking, the W is monitoring what I'm searching for, and I'm searching for landmarks around the D.C. area.
Jizz and Skiz have finally caught plotting a terrorist attack.
So now, if I disappear in the next couple of weeks, John, you know what happened to me.
You were, what do they call that?
An enemy combatant, John.
Yeah, but they call that something. They rendered you.
They rendered me. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Skiz has been rendered.
I'm going to be like Will Smith? No,
you know
I'm
going to
be like Will Smith.
Maybe we should set it up so you do get rendered and you wear a wire. And you broadcast from your jail cell.
Oh, that would make great webcast, wouldn't it? A great webcast.
I'm climbing on top of other naked bodies right now. And they have electrodes at my fingertips.
And my nads.
And they get a dog barking in my face. How about that?
So, it occurred to me after I executed these five searches and
that you might be executed.
Right. I might be taking 25 miles off in a barge.
Hey, guess who? I got a little text message today from...
Hey, I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And after we finish sharing needles
and chasing the dragon,
we like to listen to Eric
and Tyler
of The Mediocre Show.
Hey, guys. Lines 149 and 151. Hey, let's try to have some fun with it, okay?
Oh, please don't tell me how to do it. You sicken me.
Hey, guys, can we try line 98 through 101?
Eric, Tyler, sabotage the system. Tyler, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do.
Yeah, It's Eric and Taylor, not Tyler.
Hey, man, you say Taylor. I say Tyler, all right?
Yeah, like anybody could tell them apart anyway.
I'll say what I want, cock smoker. Remember that?
I remember that.
E.T. sent me a little text message on, what is that thing I use? Skype.
Yeah, Skype. There you go.
He thought we were in the middle of our show.
When?
Today.
What time?
Hey, John, I assume you are doing your show right now.
What time did he send it?
6:29.
Mm.
So I emailed him the promo. He said he lost it, and they love it. So I sent it.
Nice.
So be listening for that. If you're not, when you're done listening to our show, tune in to Mediocre Show just to hear that promo that we just played on their show. Isn't that fun?
It is. I can't even remember the genesis of that promo.
Really?
We must have had a practice night off or something.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do a whole bunch of promos, but we only got to that one.
Right.
We only we only made it through that one.
It's because you're like fucking director that takes forever.
Yeah. Well, I need.
Do you got a click click sound? A click, 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 click.
I wasn't happy with the.
I'll just do it with my mouth.
The roll track. And I remember saying, hey, tighten it up a little bit, okay? There's too many pauses. Also that evening, Eric and Taylor called us on Skype.
Right.
And that's why we didn't get to the other ones, because we were conversing with them for a while. And I think it was between one of their breaks, which turned out to be a pretty long break. But they asked us to come on the show, but we didn't want to do that.
Taylor didn't sound like he wanted us on the show.
Yeah, well, that too. But I can't remember. Did they ask us if we wanted to? And we turned them down. We said no.
Yeah, Eric said, you want to stick around? We're going to go on. And we couldn't because it was already running late.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll have to do that. We should take a night and just be on everybody's show instead of doing our own. We'll just go on everybody else's.
And then we could just compile.
I want to be on Red Bar Radio.
We do a little narration. Here's John and Scott on so-and-so.
Right.
And then that'll be our show.
I want to be on Red Bar Radio.
Okay.
Don't you?
Not really.
Why not?
What, so two people could hear us?
Oh,
come on, John. Oh, that's a goddamn another thing I forgot to do. I wanted to introduce some of the new Top 10 Podcast Alley podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Why can't you do that?
You
don't have a laptop.
It slips my mind. I don't have time. I got a flat tire.
You got a flat tire?
I ran out of gas.
What? Come on. These are excuses, right?
Yeah.
Those are lame.
All right, man. You see any movies?
Yeah.
You see?
I saw The Prestige.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
You saw it?
I saw what? 20 minutes of it? 30 minutes of it?
Yeah. Yeah, you saw
it. I want to see the whole thing, because I'm a big Christian Bale fan, John.
Yeah, it's Christian Bale's in it, and
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jack Paul.
Is he queer, Hugh Jackman?
I don't know. And who's that other guy? He played Alfred in the last Batman. What the fuck's his name?
I have no idea. David Bowie's in it.
Yeah, David Bowie. God damn it. Who is he, man? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, is he gay?
You didn't see Batman Begins?
Batman Begins. He plays Alfred?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah. And both of them are like... Bale and Jackman are shills. They're like, what do you call them?
Spit it out, man.
They're like participants in the crowd where they're plants, you know?
Oh, right, right.
And the magician says they're doing the famous escape from the water tank trick.
Can I have a volunteer?
Yeah. And these two clowns come up, and And Christian Bale ties the hand around the wrist, ties the knot around the wrists of this woman, and Jackman's got to tie the ankles, and then they hook her to a chain and lower her into the tank of death, drop the curtain, and lo and behold, he claps his hands, curtain goes up, and she's out of the tank. So they afterwards they get in this argument, Jackman and Bale in the dressing room, because he wants to tie this special knot or something, and it's dangerous, and the chick's like, I can do it, and it turns out the chick is actually Hugh Jackman's wife.
Why fuck with something like that? You got a knot that works. Why tie a more complicated knot?
That's a part of the movie I couldn't get.
Because the audience isn't going to know the difference.
Oh, yeah. And I guess...
That's how I approach playing the bass. Bale. Why play a more complicated bass line when just a steady thump, thump, thump will work? The audience isn't going to know.
Yeah, they will. I think you're totally mixing that up, man, when you're talking about bass. You play what's musical, what's appropriate.
Right.
Not what they know or don't know.
Doesn't know.
You're not a magician. I'm going to trick them.
This note.
I am tricking the audience.
I do have fast hands.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yes. But, yeah, I didn't get that. And Kane started bitching it because Kane's like the manager, and he builds the tricks and stuff, and it's all about the show and delivering it. And Jackman, they make some sort of bet to find out. Kane's going to give him like 10 minutes on the stage to throw their act out there, and they have to figure out how this Chinese guy makes a goldfish bowl appear with a goldfish in it out of thin air. And they notice the old man after the show walking out like he's decrepit, and they both know that he's not really that way. He lives his act. So then they get in this competition with each other and stuff, and what happens is Christian Bale fucks up on the knot on one of the gags, and the chick couldn't get out of the tank, and she dies.
Drowns. Ugh.
And, Kane, he's the axe man. He's got to axe the glass, and he does, but doesn't get to her in time. She drowns, dies.
It's Kane's fault. He's the stupid ass.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
Yeah, I tied a tricky knot, but he's the guy with the fucking axe.
But there's some really cool, what do you call them? You learned it in film. What do you call that shit?
Celluloid.
Foreshadowing, you dumbass. Celluloid. I'm an evolutionary kind of guy.
I know what you're trying to think of. I'm not Sylvia Brown, man.
Anyway, that's funny, man. So, yeah, there's this foreshadowing throughout the whole thing, and I finally figured it out, but in pretty much in the middle of the movie. But anyway, so Jackman gets pissed off and asks him at the wake, you know.
His wife's wake?
Yeah, his wife's wake to Bale. They're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Which knot did you tie? And he goes, I don't know. I don't remember. And he walks away kind of freaking out, and Jackman's yelling, which knot did you tie?
Hey, so fuck now, you. Talk to Kane with the axe. He's the guy who should have axed the thing and let the water out.
Well, Bale hooks up with some chick, and they have a kid and stuff, and he goes on his own, and he's terrible, where Jackman is like flamboyant, and he can sell the trick no matter how stupid it is.
So what you're saying is Jackman is like the guy. No.
Kevin from Catheter. Check out the Catheter movie. It's on Google.video.
Yeah, he's
video.
Like him, but I was thinking of a magician. The guy who made the Statue
David
of Liberty.
David Copperfield?
Yeah, he's flamboyant like that, John. Like David Copperfield.
Right.
Yes.
And so there's this... He's doing a trick like in a bar, and he's doing the three rings, and everybody's heckling him. It's all right, fuckers. Let's do the bullet catch. And the bullet catch trick, They have the old flintlock pistol, and you ram it full of powder and the little cotton thing, and then you drop in the bullet, just a round ball. And then as you hand the gun off, you tip it so the bullet falls into your hand. And then when they shoot at you, you pretend you caught it. Well, Jackman's in the audience, and he grabs the gun. And as Bale turns around, he slides a bullet in there and shoots him.
Ah.
And Bale recognizes him and shoots two of his fingers off. Here, catch this fucker. Shot two fingers off. So throughout the whole movie, they're going back and forth trying to really freak each other out and compete for an audience.
Hey, did you mention Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah, she's in there. Yeah. She's in there later.
Later, yeah.
But Christian Bale develops this transporter man trick where he has these two doorways on the stage, and they're just doors to nowhere. You open the door and close the door, and there's nothing there. You know, it's just a frame. And he bounces a ball to the other door, jumps inside, and then is able to transport through midair to the other door and catch the ball. And Jackman's freaking out. And he's working with Kane. There's like, he's got a double. He's got, no, he doesn't have a fucking double.
He's got a double. Come on.
So they went back and forth, and they finally convinced Hugh Jackman to use a double and do the same trick. So he does. But his double is a real fucked up drunk.
Is it played by Hugh Jackman?
I think so. And the double learns that he can, you know, fuck with Hugh Jackman and ask for more money and all this shit. And his show turns out to be 10 times better because he sells it better than Bale does. But then Bale fucks him over. And you got to see the movie how he fucks him over pretty good. And then they just go back and forth. But it's kind of weird because they do that thing where it's in cut time. The beginning of the movie, it's Hugh Jackman drowning and Bale just standing there. And then he's going to jail for the murder of Hugh Jackman. And then they get each other's diaries and they're learning about tricks and all this stuff while Bale's in jail and Jackman's dead. But he's reading the stolen diary of Bale. And so it's like cut into three different timings. So it is a little disjointed.
Why do they do that? Why don't they just tell the goddamn story?
I don't know. But it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool movie. I liked it better than The Illusionist.
I would like you to loan it to me, yes. I went to rent it and it was not in.
Yeah.
I did see part of a movie and then I turned it off. I was watching my free on-demand movies where I get to watch The Neighbors, whatever they picked. And it was an Adam Sandler movie with Jon Stewart. I'm not even sure what it is. But he eventually adopts this kid to try to get the girl.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first, I don't know when I caught the movie. I think it was right at the beginning.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't. The first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I thought, hey, this is a pretty good movie. It's a pretty good setup. A couple unbelievable things, though. Adam Sandler, it knows anything about law. That was one.
Oh, he was, yeah.
And then when he finally gets the kid, he just turns into a total cocksucker, Adam Sandler. Yeah. You know, Billy Madison Adam Sandler.
Smelly kid!
So I turned it off. First time I turned it off.
Piss on a wall.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the whole thing?
No.
Oh.
Should I have?
I don't think it would have mattered.
Yeah. It wouldn't have.
No.
So how many Normans you give the prestige there?
How many do we have?
Four.
I'd give it... Well, see, after we watched it and left, I came home and I rewound it and finished watching it again. I don't know. I'd give it three.
Three?
Yeah, I was thoroughly entertained and intrigued. I didn't like the ending until the very last minute, last second.
Last second?
The last second.
Wow.
When Christian Bale turns around and looks around, and then it's like, oh, man, that is cryptic. You got to see it. Just,
I do.
Just for that split second ending. Because I was like, for the whole time, well, I don't want to say, but you remember there's this part where he's trying to hook up with Tesla.
And Tesla. Right, the band from the 80s.
No, Tesla. You dumbass. Tesla, he's a Serbian inventor who invented alternating current. And he fought with Edison. I mean, they were brutal adversaries because Edison said, DC is the current, man. That's what's going to revolutionize the world. And Tesla said, no, AC is more efficient. You can light up an entire city with AC current. And it's super efficient and cheap. And they went back and forth. And this guy was like, he died in poverty, impoverished.
Tesla?
Yeah. And he invented a lot of shit. Matter of fact, he got the patent for the radio before Marconi. And they switched it and they gave it to Marconi. Tesla had it first. And he used to rip on Einstein and said that his theory of relativity was okay, but it was invented way before Einstein.
By who?
By a colleague of his or somebody he understudied. He studied under. I can't remember all
the
names.
Guy sounds like a whack job.
He was a whack job, but he came up with some really cool shit.
Oh, so that makes it okay?
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
He said a lot of shit that Einstein came up with was crap. Anyways.
Well, Einstein said that too. Said a lot of shit I came up with was shit.
Oh, shit. Mathematical crap. Anyways, so he tries to hook up with Tesla, who's played by Bowie, because he wants to perform real magic, not just a trick. And he shows up in the middle of a snow field, and there's light bulbs in the snow everywhere. And Tesla's assistant plucks one out of the snow and hands it to him. He's like, wait a minute, where's the wires? You don't always need wires. Sticks the bulb back in the snow and it lights up. And he says, meet back here tomorrow at whatever time or something. And they hook up and Tesla's going to build him a machine that makes him disappear. And it doesn't quite work right. And you'll see what I mean when you watch the movie.
I think I did see part of that.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was a con job at first. But then I said,
right.
Hey.
Wait till you see how he works it out.
Nice. Nice. All right. And now the listeners may be saying, wait, John and Scott were watching a movie together and then they left somewhere? Where
right.
did they go?
Oh.
I wonder why they had a date and where did they go after they? Why did they
Shut
have
up,
to leave the movie homo. Early? And where did they go? Well, we went, John. We went to Murphy's in Arlington Heights.
Right.
On Friday night? Was that Friday night?
Yeah.
Because Rick's other band, Joe Dickhead, had a gig at Murphy's. And
Come
since
on.
We let them play the first three songs at our last gig, they let us play the first three songs at their gig at Murphy's, which we'll be at next Friday, John. Next Friday.
This Friday.
Yeah, that's what I meant. This Friday, we'll be at Murphy's
in Arlington Heights.
So, yeah.
Check it out.
I got to tell you, I would have much rather stayed and watched the end of the movie.
Yeah?
But we went and got in the car, and it was, you know, it was awkward. I didn't know whether to kiss John or not. So then we drove to we drove to the gig. We show up. What, 10 minutes later, we're playing? The place is smaller than ever.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
Tiny.
And the stage was, I don't think I've ever played on a smaller stage. Ever. Which is fine. So we did our three songs. Then we went to the bar and we drank some brewskis and then we left.
Right.
But one of the couple observations is Rick uses the same jokes with our band that he uses with that band. And he
same
steals
songs.
Your jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the same songs.
Yeah, steals my jokes, uses the same songs. I don't know what to say. But he did call me the next morning at like 7 a.m.
Oh, thanks, Rick. For what?
Hey, what's up, man? I just called to thank you, man. I'm like, you better be calling Scott, too, fucker.
Thank you for what?
For coming out and doing that last night. That was great.
That fucker didn't call
me. They loved it, man.
That cocksucker didn't call me.
They can't wait. They're so excited.
Who is?
The owner.
Why?
Because they heard us.
Ah, that's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Which one was the owner?
I don't know. It was a guy. It's a guy.
A guy?
Not one of the chicks behind the bar. Oh, that's another thing. Scott goes to get my coat, and he comes up behind me and he says, "Would you like me to put it on the back of your chair, dear?"
Honey.
Honey, yeah. And the dude sitting next to him looks at him like, and pushes his chair over.
There's a lot of homophobia in Arlington Heights, John.
There sure is.
I was just testing that theory.
Just like the time we went to the Beacon and Rick orders a Jack and Coke, and I order a Maker's Mark and Diet Coke, and you go, "Do you have any caffeine free?" And the hillbilly sitting there with the John Deere cap on starts cracking up.
Caffeine. I didn't ask for caffeine free. I asked for caffeine free diet.
Do you have caffeine free diet?
It was late at night. I don't need caffeine to keep me up.
But you're having alcohol. There's alcohol in it.
And Diet Coke?
Yeah. I thought you were getting a mixed drink.
Well, yeah, I was going to get a mixed drink, but they didn't have the caffeine free.
Yeah, but the
diet.
Alcohol would,
counter the effects of the caffeine.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Do you have any diet caffeine free?
And then they didn't have that, so I ordered red wine.
Yeah, that's right.
Red wine.
I thought we were going to get date raped outside the parking lot. Beat up with a fucking tire iron. That was Jesus Christ. I don't think we get away with that in South Philly.
Oh, and that's the night I had the red wine. I went home and I like shit and threw up all over the place because I got the stomach flu or something like that.
Yeah, you were saying, you're like, oh, yeah, I feel terrible.
I'm gonna head out.
Did it smell like the finest Italian restaurant?
No, it did not. It the opposite of whatever that would be.
It right, was John. The finest Italian restaurant.
Now, we didn't get any comments this week. That's okay. It's all right. We don't mind.
No.
But it allows us to catch up on email. So I went back into email. And I got to tell you, the three emails that I have here, John.
Yeah.
They said they were spam.
Really?
Yeah. This is spam.
I opened my email today. 392 emails I had. It's out of sight.
I got to tell you, I hate spam.
Mine
I don't
were
know
spam.
Who the fuck these idiots are clicking on spam? I bet you the W is one of them. Oh, look at this. A Nigerian princess needs help. I'm gonna help her out.
I can help her out.
First one, Mark Spooner. We got to go back to January 19th for this one, John. Hi, guys. First of all, it must be said that this is a peach of a cast. I've been listening for about a year now, and I can't understand why you're not the number one show. I especially like the accent you use when you're being English. It's a very good Dick Van Dyke to teach you his bird accent from Mary Poppins. Coincidentally, I just saw that 2 days ago for the first time. I wonder if Phil has seen the story about the Italian soccer player Mario Borello. And he gives me this story, and I think I did turn it over to Phil. I can't remember. Lastly, could you ask God a question for me? Is it true he has heard to say to Moses, "So those are the 15 commandments. Will you remember all that?" Thanks, guys, for the great show. And hey, don't be a stranger for another week. Slight cough. That's when we missed a podcast because of the Super Bowl, I guess. Now, this one is from John Mayer, who's dating Jessica Simpson, John. He's one of our listeners. The musician? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right, here's what he has to say.
I love him.
John and Scott, please don't make reference about my name being John Mayer, like the other crappy musician.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I threw in other. There is no other. Like the crappy musician. So I'm assuming he's not a musician. I have to deal with it every time I meet someone for the first time. I.E. What does that stand for? That's Latin, isn't it, John? I.E.
For example.
For example would be F.E. What does I.E. mean?
Initary example A. I don't know.
Hi, how you doing? I'm John Mayer. Oh, that's great. Like the singer, I love his stuff. Have you seen the movie Office Space? The fucker's around for years and won't go away. His name is kind of like herpes. I'm writing. Oh, in Office Space, wasn't what was the guy's name? In Office Space, it wasn't John Mayer. It was.
I don't know.
The fuck was his name? And they made fun of him. It was that really lame singer, Michael Bolton, right? There you go. All right. Brain cells still firing, John.
Yeah.
I'm writing because I've listened to your show since the beginning for some strange-ass reason.
Beginning.
I think it helps me maintain my English level. I live in Tokyo, John. John Mayer's in Tokyo. And I want to hear more of your tunes.
Nice.
Hey, that's a nice segue into the next bit, isn't it, John?
Yeah. No doubt.
How have you ever thought of having an Ultimate Jam special? Maybe you could do a bonus cast like part four. Just a thought from Johnny in Japan.
Johnny in Japan.
All right, Johnny in Japan. We're going to take care of you in a moment about hearing some original stuff. But one last email. This is from the Canadian dude, John.
I got it, Scott.
And here he says.
I.E.
Hey, John and Scott. Oh, I.E. This
that,
just
that
in.
That is, or for example. Exemply, gratia, and I.E. is id est.
What both, language?
Both from Latin.
Latin.
E.G. would be exempli gratia.
Gratia.
And I.E. is id est.
Gravitas, John.
Id est means that is.
Gravitas.
Gravitas.
This is from Canadian Dude. Hi, John and Scott. First off, you guys fucking rule. Second, please don't quote this message on air because I don't have a creative cell in my body and I feel like a tool. Stumbled upon your podcast.
That's
iTunes
what
over a
we're
year
all
ago,
about. The
and
tool.
Total talk nonsense seemed right up my alley, so I subscribed. I've been laughing my ass off ever since. Been listening since episode 25, and you dudes keep getting better. Love all the sound bites. And
nice.
Recent time machine is fucking far out. I want one. I'm teaching English over in Taiwan.
Oh, hello.
And your webcast is the perfect way to tune out the local noise. Usually I would listen to you on the bus to and from work back in September. One of the few times I rode my badass 125cc scooter to work, a dude cut me off with his car, and I gone done broke my leg.
Hello, would you like fries?
Didn't listen for a while after that, but now I'm making my way through the last few episodes. Last week, I noticed something cool about episode 77, part 3, and I don't know, maybe you already know that, but you had a pic of some gal pulling up her shirt down to hide her patch in the avatar. Not sure if it's what you call it. Anyways, I found same pic on the
what?
Net.
Wait
and
a
here's
minute.
The link. All right, 77, part 3 is when the word horror called in.
Yeah.
So I went out and I found a photograph of the word whore, and I put that in the avatar. So if you're on iTunes and you download,
right.
You get a picture of the word whore.
And she was covering her patch.
Now he says, if that's the word whore, she ain't half bad.
Yeah.
Check it out. Maybe it'll surprise
you. I think
you.
I've seen a picture of her on Pauly B's website.
If this is news to you, you want to say something on air about it, please have Phil McCracken break the news. It's more fitting that way. Keep rocking later, Canadian dude.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Canadian dude. You are. You know, you started out, you said where did he say that? He said he doesn't have a creative cell in his body. I'd like to disagree with that, Canadian dude. And here's what else I'd like to say to Canadian dude. Education is the finest pursuit of what one can do with their time. As far as the...
thanks for your thesis on that, dumbass.
As far as I'm concerned, and as far as Indians are concerned. I'm not talking about American Indians. I'm talking about Hindu Indians. They think education is the finest thing you could do with your life. That's what he's doing. He's teaching English to the Taiwanese. I wonder if he's banging any of those Taiwanese. He's got to call us.
Would you like flies with that?
Fries?
Flies.
Flies.
Would you like flies? Is that
and
it?
And keep sending those things in, Canadian dude. And now, yeah, let's get back to who requested some music from John and Scott.
Did they? Oh, yeah, we got a tune right here.
We got a tune. Here it comes right now. We're going to take out part one with this tune.
Recorded in the studio.
In the studio, which we're going to be in the studio on Wednesday night, John.
Yeah.
For listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.